I'm going to tell you something that probably is not very coach of me to admit as a coach. Watching people waste their potential makes me genuinely angry. And a lot of things don't get that reaction out of me. But that definitely makes me feel the anger. It's not disappointment, not concern, but like angry. And it just is this little burn inside of me, this little rage inside of me that shows up when I watch someone that has an incredible gift or an incredible story where I see it's like their launching point. They have this voice, like it's the thing that could change lives. And they sit on it, and I watch them do this year after year, and they make excuses and they play small. And they tell themselves and me the same tired story about why now isn't the time. And I literally want to grab these people by the shoulders and say, do you have any idea what the fuck you're sitting on? Do you have any idea what it would mean to the person who needs exactly what you have to offer? And I don't think that anger is a flaw in me. I think it's the whole reason I do this. It's why I became a podcast coach instead of 100 other things I could have done. And after burning down my previous coaching business, literally in one day, burning it to the ground, outside of doing that, I never wanted to coach again. And here I am. A thousand things I could have done because I cannot stand this anymore. I can't keep watching people with something real inside of them die with something still inside of them. So let's talk about, I guess today I'm just going to tell you why. We'll talk about why I do this. I'm going to tell you why your voice matters, which is a completely different thing than like your platform. You guys, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. I am Brandon Lynette, Voice Authority podcast coach. If you're new here, your mess is your message. Your potential is your purpose. So get the fuck over yourself and go build it. And if I'm being honest about this frustration, because I think you need the honesty from someone who actually feels it instead of the people or the coaches who are going to fake their concern. When I see you waste your life, it does something to me. We get one life, one shot at this human experience that we signed up for, and you're spending yours waiting to feel ready, waiting for permission, waiting for the fear to go away, waiting for a version of conditions that's never going to come. And the clock doesn't wait with you, it just keeps going. Before I get too far into this today, of course, I'm going to talk about super patch liberty today because stepping into your potential takes energy your body actually has to have. And liberty supports all of the things like homeostasis for your body, for your balance, your recovery, your strength. All of these are drug-free, ingredient-free, made in the USA. This is a vibrotactile technology that works directly through your nervous system. And I always keep the link in the show notes. So the podcast coaching is new, and people have always asked me why podcasting, and especially of all the things I could coach, why this? I kind of went from just life coach, business coach, branding coach to podcast coach. And the truth is, all of those things still come out in the coaching, but this is the thing. I don't not actually care about podcasts. I care about the voices. The podcast is really just a vehicle, and it happens to be what I think, especially up against AI right now. I think it happens to be the most direct, most intimate, most accessible way for a regular person with a real story to put their voice into the world and reach the exact people who need it. There's no gatekeeper. There's no Facebook jail. You don't need permission. No waiting to be picked. You don't need a publisher or a network or a degree or anybody's blessing. You just need a story and then the guts to tell it. That's why I chose this, because for the first time in human history, a woman sitting in her car who went through hell and came out the other side, she can pick up a microphone and reach someone across the world who's in the exact hell she survived. That is not a small thing. That's a miracle we have all gotten numb to because it's just been sitting in our pockets. And I watch people not use it. I watch people who have every tool they need to change lives. I watch them just roll past their own.
Because they're waiting to be more impressive first. It drives me insane. You already have everything you need. The tool is right there. The only thing missing is you deciding that your voice is actually worth using. And I think of everything I'm going to say today, that's the most important thing that I want you to actually hear, because the whole world has it ass backwards. You think that you need a platform. You think you need the followers, the numbers, the audience, the reach before your voice counts. So you wait and you tell yourself you'll start when you have something to start with. You'll speak when people are listening. You have it completely reversed. The platform does not make your voice matter. Your voice is what builds the platform. And even if it never builds a huge one, even if it only ever reaches 10 people, your voice still matters to those 10. You are measuring the wrong thing. You are so obsessed with how many that you have forgotten the whole point is who. I would rather you reach one person who needed exactly your story than 10,000 who scroll past someone louder and emptier. Reach is not impact. There are people with millions of followers saying absolutely nothing, and people with 200 listeners changing lives every single week. The number isn't the thing. The truth in your voice is the thing. And your voice matters because it is yours, because nobody else on earth went through what you went through in the exact way you went through it and came out with the exact wisdom that you came out with. That's not replaceable. That is not something you can replicate. When you stay quiet, that specific medicine just doesn't exist in the world for the person who needed it. And no big platform run by somebody else is going to fill the gap. Only you can, and that's what makes your voice matter. It's not the platform, it is you. And when your brain, when you sit on your potential, I don't want you to think this is a character problem because it is part of the wiring. And the thing is, we've learned you guys can change the wiring. Your brain runs on efficiency, it wants to conserve energy. And the most energy efficient thing you can do is exactly what you did yesterday. Novelty, growth, risk, stepping into something new, all of that costs the brain a lot of metabolic energy. So it's going to resist. Your brain will always try to talk you into the familiar because familiar is very cheap. That's why potential feels so heavy to step into. Your own biology is lobbying against it, not because it's right, but because it's lazy in the most literal sense. And every day you choose the familiar over the calling, you strengthen the familiar. And the pathway to playing small gets wider and smoother and more automatic. The pathway to your potential gets narrower, it gets narrower and more overgrown from disuse. And this is neuroplasticity working against you because it doesn't give a shit which direction you point it. It just reinforces whatever you repeat. You've been repeating small. So small has become your default, and big now feels impossible when really it's just untrained. The good news, buried in the hard news, potential is not a fixed thing you either have or don't. It's a set of pathways you build by walking them. Every time you do one brave thing, you widen the pathway to the next brave thing. You're not born into your potential. You're born with the calling. You build into the potential. That's rep by rep. And the reason you don't feel capable of that big thing yet is simply because you haven't walked into that road enough times to make it feel like home. Walk it once, then walk it again, and it stops feeling like a cliff and it just starts feeling like the path of your life. And I see you. Let me tell you what I see when I look at you, because seeing people is actually the thing I'm good at. I see someone who has already survived the hard shit. Whatever it was, you lived through it. You're on the other side of it now, which means the worst is behind you, and you don't even realize that you're standing in the exact ground somebody else is desperate to reach. You think your story is over because you survived it, but your story is not over. Surviving it was chapter one. Using it is the whole rest of the book. I see someone who feels the pull and keeps taking themselves out of it, who lights up. You light up when you talk about your shit, the thing, and then you go quiet and small when it comes time to actually do something. I see the gap between how alive you are when you imagine it and how stuck you are when you face it, and I know exactly what lives in that gap. It's fear. I see through it. It's not that you can't, it's that you're scared of what happens if you can. And the part that actually gets me, I see that you're worth it. Jesus made it very clear to everybody we're all worthy. I see that the shit you're sitting on is real, and it's so specific to you and it's needed, and that the only person who doesn't fully see it is you. That's it. And I'm not being nice to you now. I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. This is accurate. I've looked at enough people to know the difference between someone reaching for something that's not there and someone sitting on something that absolutely is. You're the second kind. And watching you not use it, not use that shit, that lights a fire under every single thing I do. Imagine you inherit a house, real house paid for, yours sitting on land, it's worth a fortune. Instead of living in it, you stand in your driveway just looking at it. Your whole life, you just look at it and you tell people you're going to move in someday when the time is right. Meanwhile, the roof starts to sag, the pipes rust, the paint peels, the garden goes wild. The house that was worth everything falls apart in front of you, and it's not because someone took it from you, it's because you never walked through the front door and lived in it. You let a fortune rot because moving in felt like too much of that change. Your potential is literally that house. It's already yours. It was given to you by God, paid in full, the day you were born, with the exact combination of story and gift and voice that you carry. And it's sitting right there, and you're standing in the driveway of your own life admiring it. You describe it to people, and never once are you walking in and living in it. And it's decaying while you wait. Every year you don't move in, the house of who you could be loses a little more to the elements. Stop standing in the driveway. It is your house. I'm telling you, just walk in. And the thing that pisses me off the most is that the whole fucking machine is built to keep your potential locked up. Because a full person operating at full potential is dangerous to systems that profit from you being small. A woman who knows her voice matters does not need to buy her worth back in products. A person living in their calling is not scrolling for hours feeding the algorithm. Someone who's building the shit they're made for is not numbing out on the shit that keeps the machine fed. Your wasted potential is not an accident, it's good for business. Big tech needs you consuming other people's lives instead of building your own. The education system trained you to wait to be told what to do instead of trusting the shit inside of you. The culture sells you 1,000 cheap dopamine hits so you never feel the deep hunger of the calling long enough to do something about it. All of it, every part of it, works better when you just stay in the driveway and stay shut the fuck up. Nobody in that machine's gonna tell you to walk into your house. That message has to come from someone who actually wants you free, someone who gives a fuck, and that's me. That's why I do this. Because somebody has to be angry enough on your behalf to say the shit that nobody else is saying. Your potential is being stolen from you one comfortable day at a time, and you're just letting it happen. If this episode is sparking something in you, don't let it go cold. Send this to the person you love who's wasting what they were given, and then be honest that you needed to hear it too. Moses stood at a burning bush, and God told him exactly what he was made to do. Go lead my people out. Clear calling, direct assignment, no ambiguity. And Moses, standing in front of the literal voice of God, started listing his excuses. I'm not eloquent. I stutter. Who am I? What if they do not believe me? Send someone else. He had the calling in his hands and he still tried to hand it back because he didn't feel ready, did not feel capable, didn't feel like he was enough. God did not accept the excuses. He did not say, okay, you're right. You aren't ready. I'll find someone more impressive. He met every excuse and said, go anyway. And Moses, who is stuttering, he's terrified, feeling like the wrong choice, he went and he became the deliverer of an entire nation. You are Moses at the bush, listing reasons. I'm not ready. I'm not good enough. Who am I to speak? What if nobody listens? And God is standing there telling you the same thing he told Moses. I did not ask if you felt ready. I made you for this. Now go. The calling was never contingent on the feeling capable. The stutter didn't disqualify Moses. Your fear doesn't disqualify you. Go anyway. That's been the instruction since God created you. Walk into the house. Do one thing this week that treats your potential like it's already yours because it is. Record the show. Make the post. Book the call. Move in. Stop measuring reach and start measuring truth. Ask not how many will hear this, but who needs it. Build for the one, not the number. And answer the burning bush. The pull you feel is not random. It's the assignment. Stop handing it back because you don't feel ready. Nobody who did anything great felt ready. They went anyway. Yeah, I'm angry. I'm angry on your behalf. I can't care more than you do, though. I'm just angry that you have this house and you're standing in the driveway. I'm angry that you have a voice and that you're swallowing it to keep the peace with your own fear. I'm angry There's a person out there right now who needs exactly what you survived, and they're not going to get it because you decided your story is not impressive enough to tell. I'm angry that the machine is stealing your one life, one comfortable scroll at a time, and you're handing it over like it doesn't matter. It matters, you matter. Not your platform, you, the voice, the story, the specific medicine only you carry. We get one life. One. And you are going to stand in the driveway of yours until the house rots unless something makes you angry enough to walk in. Let this be the thing. Let me piss you off and let me be the thing. You survived the worst fucking days, the worst fucking part of your life. The only tragedy left is surviving it and never using it. Don't make me watch you do that. Do not make yourself live it. Get up, walk into your house. It's been yours the whole time, and you've been dying in the driveway. Make sure you guys check the show notes. Come find me before you talk yourself out of it again. If podcast is your thing, y'all, I'm happy to help you start. I do that for free. You guys can actually go to brandonlinette.com/quiz, see where you're at with your podcast, what kind of podcaster at are you? That will take you directly to the level you need to go. And if that's the free video to starting a podcast on your own, which is simple, then that's where we go. And you guys can message me, reach out to me anytime.